Hi guys, and welcome back to English Digest. I'm your host, Seb.
And I'm Sam.
So Sam, it looks like we're going to be getting creative today and writing a story based on a series of pictures.
Yes.
It looks like we've got a good story today too, but it's a little bit sad actually. We're going to be talking about missing pets.
Ooh.
Sam, have you ever lost a pet?
Yes, I remember when I was a kid, I had this pet mouse, and one night my sister and I, we were building a Lego castle or something for the mouse, and it went in the castle and disappeared. Yeah, I never saw it anymore.
Okay.
Yeah, maybe it became the master of Ninja Turtles. Yeah, I'll never know. Yeah.
We guess we'll never know. It must have been a very big castle.
I don't know.
Okay. Well, I lost a pet too, actually, once.
Yeah,
so I had a cat, a black and white cat, when I was a kid.
Yes.
Called Cedric, which I think is a very ugly name. That's the name my parents gave him. But he hated me. He would just meow this horrible sound. He would scratch me if I tried to pick him up. I don't like cats now, mainly because of this cat. But when this cat was done with me and my family, he just left one day.
Oh, really?
And at first we were worried. We thought, is he okay? Is everything all right?
Mm-hmm.
And about a week later, I was walking down the street and I saw he was in this old lady's window. So he had just moved in with her. And so we spoke to her and she said he's very happy here. And we said, well, he's not happy at our house.
Yeah. So
you can keep him if you want. So my cat abandoned me, basically. Anyway, we're going to be talking about something a bit, I think it's a bit more positive, this story.
Yes, a bit
more positive. Mm-hmm. But let's just get started then, shall we?
Okay,
guys. So as we said, we're going to be talking about a story based on three pictures. We're going to be writing a story based on three pictures. Our task is to write a 120-word essay that follows what happens in these three pictures and then come up with a nice creative ending. Now, remember, the story has to be logical, it has to make sense, and it also needs to make use of all the details we can see in the pictures. So why don't we start by taking a look at the images we've got here. What can you see in the first picture, Sam?
In the first picture, there's a person holding something in his hand, and there's a sign that says supermarket.
Okay.
So I guess this person just finished shopping at the supermarket.
Right.
I guess. Mm-hmm. And he saw a huge bird on the tree. According to the picture, it's about the size of a human head. So,
wow. A big bird. Yeah.
Which is kind of scary for me.
Ah, you're scared of birds.
Yeah.
I think you'd hate the second picture then, because I'm looking at it now, and it seems in the second frame we can see the boy is feeding some of his fruit, it looks like fruit, to the parrot.
Oh, never feed a wild animal.
Yes, never feed wild animals. But what's more, the parrot seems to be saying something. I think that is, take me home, is what he's saying.
Yes, yes.
Take me home.
Yes.
Okay, this parrot seems to be our missing pet then. So what happens next?
Our main character saw a poster that there's someone looking for a parrot, which looks like the one he found at the supermarket.
Right. And then we've got our big question mark, our mystery ending. What happens next? You decide. There's a lot of different ways we could resolve this story.
Mm-hmm.
But how about we first take a minute to work out our approach, and then we'll move from there.
Yes, okay. 好的，所以呢，今天的作文呢，就是我们要看这个三幅图片跟最后一个结局，是一个大问号，要你来决定哦。那这个文长需要是120字。那注意到呢，我们要尽量描述越多细节越好。那马上呢，我们就开始要来写作这篇文章咯。
Right, so the first question we need to ask ourselves is a big one. What kind of writing are we going to be doing here? Different types of writing require different words and different grammar.
Yes.
So if you were writing a children's story, you wouldn't use the same English that you're writing a letter to Tsai Ing-wen, for example.
Yeah.
You know, you can't use the same English in those two examples.
Mm-hmm.
So getting this right is very important. Mm-hmm. So what are we dealing with here?
Okay, 今天呢我们要写的呢是一篇哦这个叙述文 a narrative article. Okay, 看图写作，因为呢我们要观察图片内容并且来描述它。Okay, 所以呢当然就是我们刚刚讲的叙述文。那写叙述文呢，其实呢就像你讲故事一样，你需要呢用这个文章呢来讲一讲，比方说图中的人、事物发生了什么事情。那记得呢要多描述细节，让读者呢更容易进入状况。别忘了最后呢需要一个很有力的结论呢来使你的文章精彩。这个结论怎么写呢？在今天的练习当中呢就是一个大问号，你可以自由发挥咯。
Mm-hmm. Right, so we're trying to take our readers on a little journey with us.
Mm-hmm.
Structure is going to be a very important part of this. And as we can see, we can only have about 120 words to tell this whole story in.
Oh.
So realistically, that means that we only have space for about two or three paragraphs, mm-hmm. with maybe three to five sentences each. What's more, like little cupcakes, these paragraphs are going to need the right ingredients. We're going to need a subject line, mm-hmm. that introduces our paragraph. The subject line is normally the first sentence,
yes.
and it sets out what the idea of the paragraph is going to be. We're going to need description of what is going on in the pictures themselves, mm-hmm. so we have, you know, a good connection between our story and the pictures we started with. And we're going to need some good transitions,
yes.
or connecting phrases to make sure the story flows nicely together. If he's in the supermarket and then suddenly he's returning the bird to its owner, then, you know, there's a bit of a jump there. Something,
yeah.
happened in between, you know. And at the end, we need a proper conclusion as well. Yeah. We need a good conclusion.
好的，没有错。刚刚呢 ，Seb 就再一次提醒大家了，写作叙述文呢，讲一篇故事呢，你的这个架构非常重要。尤其是呢，当我们限制只有120字左右这么短的篇幅呢，就更要注意你文章的架构了，起承转合哦。OK， 我们需要有一个开头，一个开头句。这个开头句呢，就是一个破题哦，也就是呢，我们马上就可以知道说，哎，这个故事，比方说是发生在哪里，发生在什么时候。OK， 那再来呢，就是我们刚刚说过的了，这个图片里面的细节呢，要尽量多描述，这些细节呢。可以来支持你的文章，让读者更容易进入状况。那最后呢，我们需要一个结论来收尾。那除了这些呢，写文章也要善用一些这个连接的词汇哦，来帮助读者更容易了解剧情，看到重点。比方说像刚刚那个 Seb 就举例了，他说呢，诶，我们找到鸟，然后忽然间就把鸟还给他，中间发生了什么事情，这个转折呢，在英文里面我们就要善用这些连接的词汇。连接词汇有哪些呢？比方说呢，像是有时间顺序的，像是呢 initially, next, lastly, OK, 一开始怎么样，结果怎么样，中间怎么样，然后怎么样。那或是呢，我们这个补充说明的，像是 besides 啊 moreover, OK, 这些可以这个在文章里面呢补充说明，加入更多资讯。那另外还有像是转折语气的 however, nevertheless, 这些呢，这些词汇呢会大大的帮你的写作加分呢。
Makes it all flow nicely together.Right, so now that we have the basic ingredients of our story cupcakes,
yes.
let's start thinking about how we're going to ice them, how we're going to decorate them.
Mm-hmm.
What are the details of our story going to be? Let's start by brainstorming some of the important vocab that we need to include in our story. We can do this by drawing out a web similar to the one you guys have in your magazines. In the middle, we're going to write down the theme of our story. So what should that be, Sam?
OK, 在我们知道的这个文章的架构，接下来呢就要来看一下我们的图片，想一想，哎，这个是一个什么样的故事哦？那在写作开始之前呢，这个 Seb 就提醒大家，可以脑力激荡一下，把你想到的事情记录下来，然后呢我们再来去无存精，决定呢你故事的大纲。那脑力激荡呢怎么做？我们呢就可以画一个网子，网子的中间呢我们就把你想到的主题写下来，我们再从这个主题呢来扩散出来，要写下其他想法。OK, so I think in the middle of the web it could be likeWe found love, we found a bird, or returning a lost pet?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, returning a lost pet, that's a good one. Okay, so we've worked that out. Let's take a look at the pictures and start thinking about what words we can use to describe them.
Mm-hmm.
So you guys can do this in Chinese or English, it's up to you. But as this is a picture writing story, make sure that the words you use can be seen clearly in the picture.
Yes.
Don't write down the word dancing bear, because there are no dancing bears in any of these pictures.
Okay. Mm-hmm. 脑力激荡呢，算是这个我们写作很前期的阶段了。在这个阶段呢，你可以自由发挥，写下呢你所有想到的东西，不管是中文、英文都可以。但切记呢，一定是跟我们图片有关，在图片里面你所看到的了。比方说呢 ，For example, I see a parrot, a supermarket, a poster. I can't see a dancing bear.、
Mm.
So yeah, it's actually kind of scary if you write down something I don't see in the picture.
Yes,、
Is、
you might be
something. Yeah, something
yeah.
only you can see.
Yeah, if only you can see it, then you're hallucinating. That's hallucinating, hallucinating, you're seeing things, and we don't really want to be hallucinating. That's a bit of a scary thing to be doing. But okay, I've got a couple of words we could actually add、
okay.
to our brainstorm, words that are actually in the pictures. We can see in the second picture that the boy is giving the parrot some food. So、
mm-hmm.
we could write down the word feed.
Yes.
So we could write down the word feed to mean the verb to feed an animal、
yes.
or feed as in the food we give an animal. It's a、
yes.
noun, it can be animal feed. Or perhaps we could say grape because that's what it looks like the boy is giving him.
Okay.
I think that's a grape. What else? There's also a speech bubble over the parrot's head with the words take me home.
Okay.
So we should probably include the word speak, shouldn't we? Or lost.
Yes.
Those both kind of relate to what the parrot is saying. Because if the parrot wants to be taken home, then he must be lost.
It's like the E.T. go home.
E.T. phone home. Maybe don't write phone home. That's a bit of a stretch.
Yeah.
A bit of a stretch. Can you see anything else worth adding, though?
I think I see there's only fruit in his bag. So I guess this person has been a vegetarian for the whole time and is wondering what the parrot would taste like.
I don't know if that's what vegetarians want to do. I don't think they're waiting to eat a live bird.
No.
It's you guys' story, but that would be a little bit of a sudden change for the story. Right, let's. What we want to do now that we've got some of our words is to arrange our ideas and our words into an outline so that we can make sure that our article is well organized and easy to follow.
Yes. OK, 所以呢这个脑力激荡呢还有一个好处，除了呢你可以帮助后面文章在列大纲的时候你有很多这个 idea 之外呢，事实上呢你也可能可以有两个不一样的这个中心思想啊。好，所以呢脑力激荡完了，我们就可以来准备我们的大纲了。为什么要写大纲呢？还记不记得刚刚呢我们说我们就120个字的篇幅来讲这个故事，在篇幅有限的状况下呢，我们就记得要先把大纲先列出来哦，你就可以看到这个文章里面呢，哪一个段落哪一个部分讲的太多了，那哪边呢又讲的不够哦，你可以来这个增减，让你的整篇文章更平衡，讲得更清楚。那同时哦，大纲完成，其实你各个段落的重点啊主题句都已经出来了，这时候呢只要再加上这个主题句之间的细节，或者是呢比方说我们刚刚提醒连接的词汇，其实你的文章就已经完成了。所以大纲呢就好像是文章的骨架，先把这个骨架做好了，不仅呢可以让整体架构更好，还能够加速你写作的时间哦。
Let's take a look at the first outline for sample one now. So that's the first sample you've got in your magazines. As you'll see, it describes the first two pictures in the first paragraph, and then the third picture and conclusion come in during the second paragraph. So let's take a look at the outline provided for sample one. It starts with a topic sentence or subject line. Jun went to the supermarket.
Okay,
so we can see that. That's very clear in
the
first picture. He's coming out of the supermarket, so he must have been to the supermarket. And then it follows up with three more sentences. So the first one is, he was surprised to see a parrot sitting in a tree. I would be surprised if I found a parrot in a tree. You know, it's not the kind
of
bird you see everywhere. So I would probably do what Jun does in the next sentence. He approached the bird. He went up to the bird and gave it a grape. Okay, so there we go. He's feeding it. So we had the right word there. And then the bird began to speak, saying, take me home. Okay, so we're actually starting to see the beginning of our story come together then, aren't we?
Okay.
So what happens next?
Okay.先讲一下我们第一个段落的这个大纲，在第一个段落的大纲里面呢，俊呢他就是来到了这个超市哦，所以呢注意到我们的主题句这个破题呢，马上就把这个时间跟地点，他去超市的时候，这个呢马上就把这个背景设定下来了，然后呢就开始作者就开始描述了、这个他看到鸟，并且呢做了什么事情，他喂他，然后这个鸟呢说了什么话。那接下来呢，我们看到这个第二个段落呢，这个大纲呢，我们可以怎么讲呢 ？OK, the next day, the parrot hopped on June's shoulder and they went out. Okay, so this parrot must be a pet or something. Yeah, otherwise it wouldn't be so close to human beings. Yeah, and And June found a poster with the parrot's picture that said missing bird. Yeah, okay. So yeah, according to the bird says, take me home, also the poster, so we can know that the parrot is probably missing. And then he went to the address on the poster and returned the parrot.That's very nice of him.
It is very nice of him. But we can also see now that looking back at our pictures, we can see there's a lot of little clues in there. You can be very creative with this. You can give it the ending that you want to give it. But, you know, we can see take me home. We can see missing bird. We can see hopping on the shoulder. We know that it needs to be a certain kind of story. So there is definitely a structure that you're going to need to follow to fit in with the description. Anyway, now that we have an outline, well, next, before we go, we'd need to put in a nice conclusion. We'll get to that in a minute. Although the outline that we have in the magazine says that Jun received a cute baby parrot from the owner. Okay, so it looks like he does give it back to the owner. It looks like he gets... things end very, very nicely in the sample story. But now that we have our own outline, you guys have probably finished your outline now, we have a clear idea of what is going to be in our story. Mm-hmm. We can also go back and check that we haven't missed out any important details. So if your outline doesn't include a parrot, you probably need to make some changes. The parrot is quite important to the story.
写作呢，很常需要回头去看看哦。你可以看看哪里少了，哪里多了。那大纲的好处呢，就是你回头要改，不用改这么多。提醒大家，记得先拟定大纲，可以帮你省下很多时间哦。
Okay, so now we're going to take a quick break, and then we'll be right back. Writing sample 1. Jun went to the supermarket to pick up some fruit. On his way out, he heard a loud squawk. Looking up, Jun was surprised to see a parrot sitting in a tree. He approached the bird carefully and offered it a grape. The bird ate happily and then began to speak. "Take me home," it squawked. Jun liked the bird, so he decided to take it with him. The next day,The parrot hopped on Jun's shoulder and they went out. Soon, Jun found a poster that said Missing Bird, and it had a parrot's picture on it. "Uh-oh," Jun said, "your owner's looking for you." They went to the address written on the poster. The parrot's owner was so happy to see it, but Jun was sad to say goodbye. "This parrot had babies recently," the woman said. "Would you like to take one home?" Jun agreed, and he picked out a cute baby parrot. Now,He could take care of his own pet. Writing sample 2. Something unusual happened to Brendan as he was leaving the supermarket. On his way home from running errands, he came across a parrot sitting on a low tree branch. Brendan was even more shocked when the parrot suddenly started talking. It seemed to be saying, "Take me home." Brendan gave the parrot a piece of fruit, and it hopped onto his shoulder. Shrugging,Brendan thought, "I guess it's lost. Maybe I can find its owner." The next day, Brendan was walking through his neighborhood with the parrot. As he went around a corner, he noticed bright posters with pictures of a missing parrot named Roger. Realizing it was the parrot he'd found, Brendan called the number listed on the poster. After a brief conversation, Brendan headed toward Roger's owner's house. He was happy to return Roger to his rightful owner and pleased that he had been of some assistance.Okay, so we had two very different ways that that story turned out. So this article has a few nice words and phrases that you can use in your own writing. Mm-hmm. The first one, which I think is in the first sample, is pick up. It's an informal phrasal verb that we use to mean to buy something from a store. Normally, when we pick up something, we're talking about purchases that are fairly cheap or unimportant. Mm-hmm. So we might say that we stopped by the store to pick up some milk and an apple. But we wouldn't say that we stopped by the garage to pick up a new car unless we were very, very rich.
Yeah, mm-hmm. I wish I could.
Yeah, I wish I could too. Just pick up a car and drive it home.
Okay, pick up something. Okay, 通常呢，我们是讲这个很轻松随意的买个什么东西哦。比方说，你是去便利商店买个可乐啊，或者是去杂货店买个酱油。你呢，大概不会怎么样 pick up a new car. Okay, 你大概不会这个，因为车子很贵，能这样做的人可能不多了哈。那如果是 pick up 人 ，Okay, 注意到呢 ，if we're pick up someone, Okay, 表示呢是去接他。比方说呢，像你下课之后呢，哎，你阿公来学校接你了。Your grandpa came to pick you up after school.Cool.
Mm-hmm. And another word we could also use, which is a little bit more informal, we definitely use it in the UK,
yep.
is grab oneself something. Uh-huh. So grab obviously means draw, but when we grab something,
yes.
we buy something quickly that we need. So I grabbed myself a coffee. I went and I bought myself a coffee on my way to go do something else.
Yeah.
So I could also say that I went to the store to grab some milk and an apple, or Jun went to the supermarket to grab some fruit.He's obviously paying for it after he grabs it.
Yes.
But we can use grab in that way as well.
It's not like grab it and run.
No, not grab and run. Don't steal. Don't shoplift. Another good word to remember from here, though, is squawk. That's a word I really like. That's S-Q-U-A-W-K, which works as both a noun and a verb. As a noun, a squawk is a special kind of a word called an onomatopoeia. That's a difficult one to spell.
Yes.
An onomatopoeia is any word that describes a sound. So squawk in English sounds like the sound that some birds might make. It's a loud, ugly sound. The kind of sound that you might hear from a parrot when they're kind of like, or maybe a seagull. Okay. Those kind of birds squawk. It's not a nice sound you want to listen to.
Okay.
As a verb, though, it just means to make a squawk sound. So you can, a bird can squawk, or it can squawk a squawk, basically. So what is interesting about the story is that it uses squawk with reported speech. So we saw in sample one, take me home, it squawked. Now, normally with people, we would use said here, take me home, it said. But by using squawk, we're giving the parrot a little bit more personality. We're making it very clear for the reader that this is the parrot, it's not a person speaking, which I think is pretty cool. It kind of gives an extra dimension to the story.
OK, 所以呢我们看到 squawk 这个字呢刚刚就解释了它呢可以当成这个名词或者是动词哦。那其实呢它指的就是这个一些鸟比方说像是海鸥啊或是这个鹦鹉哦，它们发出一个这个比较不是这么好听的叫声那这个呢我们就叫做 squawk 那它们发出声音的这个动作呢也是叫做 squawk、哦、这个字可以当成动词也可以当成名词了另外呢补充给大家呢在接下来我们第二个段落里面呢这个我们的主角 Jean 呢他看到这个海报所以呢这个海报上面呢他说呢这个海报上面写说哦要找遗失的这个鹦鹉了那注意到呢我们说 the poster said OK 当我们要说海报上面呈现出什么样的讯息我们会搭配的是动词 say OK 那所以呢在这边、哦、鸟叫呢我们用 squawk OK 那呢它不是用一个人比方说 speak 或是 say 来表示
嗯哼Okay, so in both of these samples, we've seen something interesting, some interesting writing patterns that are definitely worth talking about as well. So the first one is way back at the beginning of sample one.
Yes.
Let's take a look at this sentence. Looking up, Jun was surprised to see a parrot sitting in a tree. What we've got here is an example of a participle clause. This is a handy little clause that we put at the beginning of a sentence in front of the subject, so before the subject.We form it by taking a verb and putting it into the ing form and then offsetting it from the subject with a comma. So looking up, comma, Jun was surprised to see a parrot. So what does this do? Well, a couple of things. First off, it helps us write more concise, you know, shorter sentences with lots of detail. So by making your sentences shorter and putting, you can say more things in a shorter amount of time. It makes it easier for the reader to understand what you're saying. Whereas if you put lots of ands in, it can get kind of confusing. It's like, what are you trying to say?
Yeah.
So looking up is much shorter than Jun looked up and he also saw...You know, just saying, looking up Jun saw is much easier.
好，所以呢，在范例文章里面呢，这个范例文章一里面呢，这个鸟叫声我们刚刚讲这个 squawk， OK， 它呢就吸引了主角的注意力。所以主角怎么样了呢？ OK， looking up， 看上去这边的这个 looking up 这个句子哦，其实是一个分词构句的用法。什么是分词构句呢？当我们这个两个句子的主词是一样的时候呢，你哦就可以省略其中一边。比方说真的像我们的句子里面本来呢他是说 Jun looked up and he saw the bird OK 他抬头看而且他看到了这个鸟那在这个句子前后呢因为我们有点啰嗦所以呢我们就把其中一边的主词给省略掉了那省略掉主词之后要做什么事情、哦、我们就要注意到动词变化了当它是主动的时候呢就变成了这个 VING 的形式那如果是被动的话就变成了 PP OK 比方说呢像是这个我们的故事的主角呢这个 Jun 呢他是主动的抬头来看所以呢我们的 look up 就变成了 looking up OK 它变成了 VING 表示主动那被动的怎么造句呢我们可以看一下这个例句哦他说呢 established around 1096. That's a long time ago.
A long time ago.
Yeah, the University of Oxford is one of the oldest universities in the world. Okay, 牛津大学、哦、它成立于西元1096年左右，是世界上最古老的大学之一。那呢，在这个句子里面呢，因为前后两句的主词呢都是牛津大学，所以呢，我们可以使用分词构句，把前面的这个牛津大学第一次提到牛津大学的部分呢省略掉、哦。那这个省略掉之后，动词怎么变化？因为它是被建立的 ，OK， 它是被建立，是被动的，所以呢，这边我们的 established 就变成 established，OK，、okay, 它呢就变成一个过去分词 VPP， 又表示被动，这个呢就是我们分词过去的用法。
And another really good, really important thing that you should remember while you're using this kind of structure、
yes.
is that when you follow, the thing that follows your participle clause should be the subject that it is describing. So、
yes.
here we have established around 1096, the University of Oxford.、
Yeah.
We have to follow with the University of Oxford, otherwise the sentence doesn't make sense.、
Okay.
If I say...Walking around the corner, a house appeared. That is an example of a sentence that doesn't make sense.
Okay.
You know what I mean to say is that I was walking around the corner、yeah. and a house appeared.
Yes.
But this structure, if we don't have me, if we don't have me as the subject, then it makes it sound like the house was walking around a corner and then it appeared.
Yeah.
So walking around the corner...I saw a house.
Okay.
Would be how we would do that correctly.、Mm-hmm. Anyway, it seems like that is all we've got time for today.、Mm-hmm. So you guys can now take a look at the pictures yourselves, work out your outlines, work out what you're going to do with the images、
yeah.
and how you're going to create an exciting story. Please don't write something where Jun eats the parrot.
、please don't.
Yeah, please don't. The parrot is very nice. We don't need to go in that direction. Make it happy. Make it、
yes.
a nice story. Let's、
yes.
make it a nice story.For English Digest, that's all that we've got time for. So we will see you again soon.
Mm-hmm. Bye.
Bye.